Good afternoon. Another warm and humid day in progress across interior New York and New England, and a southerly breeze is bringing in more moisture, especially in the mid-levels of the atmosphere. This is creating more cloud cover. And as a result, temperatures will fall a bit short of yesterday's values and wind up mainly in the middle 80s by the end of the day. With that increase in moisture, we run the risk at a few scattered showers or thunderstorms, and a couple of them could contain heavy downpours. The next front, slowly working its way through the Great Lakes, will make an approach tonight. It will be mainly dry through midnight, but showers and thunderstorms will become increasingly more likely after midnight and towards sunrise tomorrow morning. Some of the thunderstorms could produce locally heavy rainfall. We'll also have areas of fog tonight, and it will remain muggy with lows in the middle and upper 60s. So we'll wake up with the front overhead tomorrow morning, and showers and thunderstorms are likely for the first few hours, and they will slowly move west to east from the Hudson River through New England. Eventually, as the front clears through New England, we'll have drier weather moving in from west to east through the day. The sun will come back first in the Mohawk Valley and Western Catskills in the mid-morning hours, gradually through the Hudson Valley around lunchtime, and it'll take most of the day to sun to come back tomorrow in western and central New England, although eventually we'll get some sunshine, and highs will average around 80 degrees. This will leave us for mainly dry weather on Saturday as a new area of high pressure builds in behind the front with a mix of sun and clouds and lower humidity. Highs will be in the lower 80s. A weak disturbance will head through the region on Sunday. It could touch off a scattered shower or thunderstorm, but mainly dry with a mix of sun and clouds again in the lower 80s. A stronger front will make an approach on Monday with a few showers and thunderstorms out ahead of that front in the mid-80s, then behind it back into the 70s for Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms across parts of the lower Great Lakes region and the upper Ohio Valley to the mid-Atlantic coast. Locally strong wind gusts will be the primary threat with the stronger storms in these areas. Meanwhile, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Tropical Storm Danny, located in the central Atlantic, about 1,200 miles east of the Lesser Antilles. Danny is moving toward the west near 10 miles per hour, and a turn toward the west-northwest with no change in forward speed is expected during the next 48 hours. Maximum sustained winds remain near 50 miles per hour with higher gusts. Some strengthening is still possible, and Danny could become a hurricane tomorrow. And twin typhoons are out in the western Pacific Ocean. The Joint Typhoon Warning Center says that Typhoon Goni has winds of 130 miles per hour and is located about 330 miles southeast of Taiwan. And Super Typhoon Atsani has winds of 155 miles per hour with gusts to 190 miles per hour. Neither of these typhoons poses an immediate threat to land. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Needles and Imperial, both in California, to a low of 27 at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny with an isolated thunderstorm in the mid-80s, Boston partly sunny in the lower 80s, and in Buffalo, showers and thunderstorms likely with highs in the upper 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 80 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 97, set in 1937, and the record low, 45, in 1998. Sunrise this morning was at 6:07 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:50 p.m., 13 hours and 43 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny and humid today with the outside risk of a passing shower or thunderstorm and highs in the lower to mid-80s. Cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms likely, also muggy and areas of fog with lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies today. It'll be muggy with highs in the mid to upper 80s. Mostly cloudy with showers and thunderstorms likely tonight, some with heavy rainfall, areas of fog with lows near 70. For the Northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the Southern Adirondacks, partly sunny and humid today with the outside chance of a thunderstorm and highs in the mid-80s. Cloudy and muggy tonight with showers and thunderstorms likely and lows in the mid-60s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, partly sunny, humid today with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm and highs in the middle 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with showers and thunderstorms likely late at night, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny, humid today, with the outside chance of a thunderstorm and highs in the middle 80s. Mostly cloudy and muggy tonight, with showers and thunderstorms becoming likely late at night and lows in the mid to upper 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, morning showers and storms, especially in New England, slow clearing from west to east, highs around 80. A mix of sun and clouds, lower humidity Saturday in the lower 80s. The risk of a shower or thunderstorm Sunday, mainly dry, partly sunny, lower 80s. Mid-80s Monday, with scattered showers and thunderstorms. And back to sunshine Tuesday and Wednesday, with highs in the upper 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.